The Olalo Project in central London was set up to help homeless people from Central and Eastern Europe get back on their feet, find a place to live, and get a job. But the charity has evolved to serve another pressing need, tackling tuberculosis among Britain's immigrant community. Rimgaudas Planechinas from Lithuania has just finished an extended 18-month treatment to fight multidrug-resistant TB. He found it difficult to describe the experience. He said the treatment made him unwell and affected his vision. He still suffers, even now that the treatment is over.
I have trouble with breathing and weakness. I still feel weak, but not as weak as before.
David Barrett, manager of the Olalo Project, says every year TB seems to become tougher to beat.
The last few years, the prevalence of multi-drug resistance cases has been growing. We opened up the service just over a year ago now, initially expecting it to be for clients with normal TB, looking for a 6 month treatment. And out of 14 referrals, 13 of them have had multi-drug resistant TB.
Some of Britain's drug-resistant TB cases can be traced to Russia and several Eastern European countries, where the number of new cases is growing faster than anywhere else in the world. TB normally becomes resistant to drugs when a course of antibiotics is interrupted, but tests from Eastern Europe show that resistant forms of the disease are now being transmitted directly from person to person. Ibrahim Abubakar is an expert on tuberculosis at University College London.
We think about a third of people who have never been treated with antibiotics now have MDR-TB in those places. And that's very worrying because it means that those people actually acquired their MDR-TB from others, not because they did not use the drugs properly.
New technology is helping experts identify drug-resistant TB more quickly in high-risk countries like South Africa, which, together with Russia, India and China, accounts for two-thirds of the world's drug-resistant cases. New drugs are in the pipeline, but Abubakar says there's not enough funding to keep ahead of the deadly bacterium. The World Health Organization warned this week that there's a $1.6 billion gap in funding for the treatment and prevention of TB. More than half of that is earmarked for sub-Saharan Africa.
I think that we're far behind where we ought to be. I think further investment would be necessary if we are to tackle the worsening situation, especially if we are to tackle multi- and extensively drug-resistant TB.
Without rapid advances in drug research and development, he says, TB could become incurable. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.